You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
You are listening to the Rewards Canada podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the Rewards Canada podcast. In this episode, we'll take a look at the best overall credit card in Canada and how it actually recently became even better. Here at Rewards Canada, we've nicknamed it the Destroyer, as it literally does destroy the competition in so many facets, and that card is none other than the American Express Cobalt Card. And as we said recently, which is on August 16th, 2021, we saw some changes come to the card that we feel made the card even better than it was before. So I'll start there. The changes that came into play, and then dive deeper into the details on why everyone from points and miles beginners all the way up to the most savvy and educated mileage masters should have this card in their wallet. The first of the changes came in the form of a new earn rate category. The Cobalt card now earns 3 points per dollar on select streaming services like Netflix, Disney+, SiriusXM, and more. This addition brings the card more in line with its closest competitor, the Scotia Gold American Express card. The next change that they added to the card was mobile device insurance. This is kind of the latest credit card insurance benefit that we've been seeing emerge over the past 18, 24 or so months in Canada, and the Cobalt card is now the latest card to add this coverage. And finally, the last positive change, and this is the big one. It's really big for a lot of our listeners, and that is you now have the ability to convert the points earned on the card directly to Amex's airline partners, most notably Air Canada Aeroplan and British Airways Executive Club. Since those two airlines are one-to-one transfer partners, it means you can earn up to 5 Aeroplan points or BA Avios per dollar spent on the card. That's the highest of any in Canada. But then there's always something on the flip side, and that brings us to the one negative change. And that one negative change to the card is the monthly fee. This card was the first actually in Canada to go with a monthly fee instead of an annual fee, and since its inception that fee has been $10 per month. That is now bumped up to $12.99 per month, or $155.88 per year. This does make it one of the most expensive premium cards in the market, as most competing Visa Infinite and World Elite MasterCards range from $119 to $150 a year. I know some of our readers weren't happy with this change, as they have no need to convert to Aeroplan or to BA, and the 3x points earned on streaming services doesn't make up for that nearly $36 per year increase. So for some, this may have them reconsidering the card, but I think for the vast majority, even those who don't need the airline conversion, the value of this card and its benefits and offers still outweigh that price increase. So why should every Canadian have this card in their wallet? Well, it has been ranking as the top travel rewards card in Canada, as well as the top hybrid travel rewards card in Canada by ourselves here at Rewards Canada. We've ranked it ever since it came out in 2017, and it made it to the rankings for 2018 as the top card, and it sat there ever since. If you listen to our previous podcast episode, which was just episode 81, on why hybrid cards are the best bet for most Canadians, it'll kind of discuss that hybrid category. So that's the one where you have so many different redemption options, which I'll touch upon more in this podcast. And I'll put a link to episode 81 in the podcast page as well. On top of that, most recently, we've also ranked the card as the number one cashback card in Canada. So not only is it a top travel card, a top hybrid card, it is now the top cashback card in Canada, and that's thanks to American Express upping their use points for purchases that aren't travel related to 1,000 points for $10. But why does the card rank the best in each category? It does so for an extremely strong earn and burn proposition. That is, the card has some of the best points earn rates in the country and then provides a whole bunch of redemption options that fit almost anyone's needs, and does so with great value. You don't lose value pretty much anywhere across the board with the redemption options, especially those we're going to look at in the podcast here. So let's break down that points earning. When the updates to the card came out on August 16th, so did a new welcome bonus on the card. In fact, it is the best bonus ever seen in the card's 4-year history. That bonus is 50,000 points. It's broken down as 20,000 points when you spend $2,000 card on the card in the first 3 months of having it. And then you still get the standard welcome offer, which is 2,500 points per month when you spend $500 on the card each month for the first 12 months. So if you're listening to this podcast episode in the future, when that limited time offer is done, you should see that 30,000 point standard bonus on the card, unless, of course, another limited time offer comes out, and that 30,000 equates to that 2,500 points per month for 12 months. FYI, and we'll talk about this further, but those 50,000 points translate to $500 towards any purchase you put on the card, or 50,000 Aeroplan points, 50,000 BA Avios, or 60,000 Marriott Bonvoy points, just to name a few of the options. Now, back to the Earn. The Cobalt card started the 5x points craze here in Canada. Well, I guess we can't really call it a craze since there's only a handful of cards that offer 5x points, but whatever. They started the 5x points trend. The Cobalt card's 5x points is earned on what they call the Eats and Drinks category. This covers restaurants, bars, grocery stores, coffee shops, and food and grocery delivery services. Yes, the card does earn 5x points on things like Instacart and Skip the Dishes. There is one caveat to the 5x points earning, in that it is capped at $30,000 in spending annually for that category. For most people, that is enough, but for some, like yours truly, it is not. So that's why both my wife and I each have our own Cobalt accounts, thus giving us $60,000 in spending annually to earn 5x points on. The next category bonus is the 3x points for streaming services. If my memory serves me correct, I believe this was first introduced by Scotia when they brought out their Gold American Express card, and now we see it here as well. There are currently 11 streaming services on that list, from Apple TV Plus to Netflix to TSN, and those I already mentioned earlier in the podcast. Most of the popular ones are in there. Then we have the card's 2x points earning, which is for travel and transit. So this is any travel purchases like airlines and hotels, they'll earn 2x points. Gas station purchases will earn 2x points. And transit, which includes buses, taxis, and ride sharing like Uber and Lyft. Those will all earn 2 points as well. And those are not capped. You can earn unlimited points at the 2x points category. After that, all other purchases that do not fall into any of those categories, all of those will earn 1 point per dollar. So now if we go back to the welcome bonus on the card, if you actually only make the monthly spending requirements of $3,000 in the first 3 months and then $500 for the next 9 months in the 5x points category, which is easily done considering it's the most popular categories out there, dining, groceries, you name it, you'll end up with 87,500 points in your first year alone. That's a lot of points, so keep that in mind. And before I continue on to the redemption side of things, I want to plug one of the most popular features on our site, and that is the Confirmed Cobalt Multipliers page. Thanks to hundreds of our readers, we've been able to compile a large list of retailers in Canada and worldwide where you can earn the 5x, 2x, and 1x points on this card. You can even use it for the Platinum card because that earns 3x points on dining, so you can pick out the restaurants and dining places off that list that would earn your 3x points. So it's a great resource that the Roars Canada communities has really come together and helped us put together this huge list of places where you can earn those multipliers. Again, I'll link to this on our podcast page and in the description for those listening to this podcast on our YouTube channel. All right, on to the redemption options. The first is the use points for purchases redemption. This is basically the cashback option. Up until June of 2021, Amex had two rates for this, one for travel purchases and one for non-travel purchases. But as we mentioned, the good news is the lower value for non-travel was bumped up to the same as the travel level. So now we have one simple redemption rate of 1,000 points equaling $10 towards any purchase. This becomes valuable for those who only want to use the card as a cashback card. Since each point is worth 1 cent, that means you're earning 1% to 5% back on all your purchases. And that meets or exceeds all other cashback cards in Canada. But it also remains a valuable option for redeeming for travel where you utilizing Amex's other travel redemption options won't make sense. This would be for things like seat sale fares, where the prices of tickets are really cheap, for paying for taxes on award flights, such as Aeroplan tickets, for stays at hotels that aren't part of a loyalty program. No, wait, even if they are part of a loyalty program, that would work as well, so I shouldn't just say that. Train tickets, cruises, and even whale watch tours, because I've gone on whale watches that have coded as travel purchases and redeemed the points against that. So those work as well. A good example I give you is based on a recent article we posted about four credit cards that are best to use to help make flights on Flair Airlines even cheaper. And of course, the Cobalt card was one of them. For example, you can simply redeem 1,900 points for a $19 Flair Airlines flight. And I did just see one of those $19 flights between Abbotsford and Calgary. And that does include all taxes and fees. That equates to a spending as low as $380 on this card to get that flight. There aren't many other cards that can do that. Not even the closely matched Scotia Gold American Express card, since that one requires a minimum redemption of 5,000 points to get $50. You're not going to do that to redeem for a $19 flight. The use points option doesn't end there. You can also do partial redemptions. So if we take that $19 flight and you have only 1,000 points in your Cobalt account, which would be really low, but maybe you just redeemed for something else and you just have 1,000 points, well, you can redeem them, I can't even talk right now, for $10 towards that ticket purchase, and you end up only paying $9 for that flight. Crazy, right? But it's doable and super easy. Amex allows you to do it on the app or on their online account through a web browser. Super easy to redeem points in that method. The next redemption option is Amex's fixed points for travel. This is Amex's point chart. You know, your traditional chart that you see or used to see with frequent flyer programs, where you redeem a set amount of points for a flight within a region or from one region to another. I'm not going to go into detail here, as it's better for you to see the charts. Once again, we'll provide a link on our podcast page and YouTube description. But know that this can also be a very valuable option, as you can get up to 2 cents per point value when redeeming via these charts. So that would mean up to a 10% return for your 5x points earning on the Cobalt card. So again, a very compelling, valuable redemption option that is presented here. And the good thing is when you go to Amex Travel to book online, they give you both options. They give you that 1,000 points for $10, or they'll show you fixed points for travel, and you can see which one works out better. So it's just so easy to do that. And there's also one thing that sets Amex's chart apart from a couple of the other competing cards that have set charts. You know, I'm thinking Avion and Aventura here, is Amex also has a business class redemption chart available to all cardholders, not just those holding higher end cards like the other ones do. And then we come to what points and miles aficionados, mileage masters, point hounds, whatever you want to call us, would consider the creme de la creme of the membership rewards program. And that's the ability to convert points to Amex's airline and hotel partner programs. This is where the huge strength and value lies in membership rewards. Not that those other options aren't valuable, but these ones can provide that outsized value that you find from the frequent flyer and frequent guest programs. Up until August 16th, the Cobalt card, you could only convert its points to hotel programs, which were Marriott Bonvoy and Hilton Honors. But that's all changed now, and the card has received full-blown access to the airline partners in the program, most notably Air Canada's Aeroplan, but also British Airways Executive Club, and now, also very recently, Air France and KLM's Flying Blue program. So when you convert to Aeroplan, the points transfer at a 1-to-1 ratio, and the transfer is almost instant. Well, or up to 30 minutes at the most, they'll state. This means you can keep your points in your membership rewards account practically right up to the point when you need to redeem the points for a flight. With Aeroplan, you can redeem for flights on Air Canada or any of their 40-plus airline partners from economy class right up to first class and everything in between. And it's those premium cabin redemptions that the mileage masters are after. And with the Cobalt card now having direct conversion to Air Canada and Aeroplan, it becomes the best card in the game for this program when you strictly look at earn and burn. By earning 5 points per dollar, you are effectively earning 5 Aeroplan points per dollar. If you can spend that $30,000 a year on the card in the eats and drinks category, that's 150,000 Aeroplan points. That covers a lot of great redemption options. And this is the most of any card in Canada. And if you take the most recent example that we put up on the site perhaps about a month and a half ago, we showed some Aeroplan business class redemptions where you could redeem and receive over 4 cents per point in value. So that puts your 5x point spending on this card at over 20%. Yes, over 20%, a 20% return, which is simply unbeatable. And that's why so many points enthusiasts are so excited about being able to convert directly to Aeroplan now. The Cobalt card is literally the best Aeroplan point earning card out there, hands down, the Destroyer. Then you have the other very popular conversion option, and that is for British Airways Executive Club. Same thing here, convert membership rewards points one-to-one to BA Avios, and much like Aeroplan, there are a lot of sweet spots in this program that can provide outsized value, and not just in business or first class. They even have decent economy class redemption rates in North America for flying on American Airlines and Alaska Airlines, and it's really good for short hops in Europe and Asia, because their distance-based chart has pretty low redemption rates outside of North America. It used to be the same in North America, where you could redeem as little as 4,500 Avios one way, but they've bumped that up over the years because it was utilized immensely by not only Canadians, but Americans and anybody traveling in North America, and I'm pretty sure it just became way too expensive for BA, so they had to up the rates there. The beauty in the BA conversion option is that Amex typically runs a transfer bonus once per year that awards around a 30% bonus. It can vary, but the last one we saw was a 30% bonus on conversions. I believe it was 30, might have been 25. Somebody may correct me on that, but it's around there. So say if you convert 100,000 membership rewards points, you would end up with 130,000 Avios. And that is a lot of Avios as well for a lot of great redemption options. So that's another option there. But the question now will be, will Amex continue those transfer bonuses now that they potentially have to award a lot more Avios with Cobalt's 5x earn rate? In the past, the bonus has been seen in the fall, so I guess we'll know in just a few short months if it'll return, but I'm kind of 50-50, sitting on the fence there. We may not, seeing that they may be dishing out a lot more Avios now just on the Cobalt's earn rates, and potentially earn rates on the other cards, because we know the gold card is going to be revamped as well here, so that may be becoming a higher end card, so we'll just have to wait and see. And then that brings us to the newest transfer partner that joined just days after the Cobalt got its official changes, and the program is Air France KLM's Flying Blue. Now, unlike Aeroplan and BA, this conversion option fell into the same category as the other four airlines in the Canadian Membership Rewards Program, in that you need to redeem 1,000 points for 750 Flying Blue miles. It's unfortunate it's not one-to-one, but you never know, that can change in the future, as we saw that happen to BA, because BA used to be 1,000 to 750 not too long ago, at least in my mind. Maybe it's been quite a while, but it doesn't seem like it was that long ago that it was 1,750. But how amazing would it be to have one-to-one to Flying Blue as well? Well, it would be very amazing, considering the 1,000 to 750 can prove to be an excellent and very valuable redemption in its own right, when you take into account a very, how should I put this, famous and somewhat popular redemption option from Flying Blue, and that's their promo rewards. These are their monthly discounted reward flights, where they give 20% to up to 50% off the required miles for flights in both economy and business class. Canada hasn't been on that list for almost, I'd say it's been well over a year and a half, but closer to 2 years due to the pandemic. But here in August 2021, we finally saw three Canadian cities return to that list. Economy class, 25% off, not the best option. But in the past, we have seen 50% off business class, and it's happened numerous times, like at least once per year, if not more, a couple of times per year that we do see 50% off business class. Might be multiple cities across Canada. Might just be Edmonton to Amsterdam, might be Montreal to Paris, might be all of the Canadian cities that Air France and KLM fly to. So always keep an eye on those. For example, I know just before, not too long before the pandemic, it was sometime in 2019, we saw round-trip flights in business class between Montreal and Europe going for 53,000 miles round-trip. That means you would have to convert 71,000 membership rewards points to get that flight. Compare this to Aeroplan's 60 to 70,000 points for just a one-way redemption, not round trip. So in comparison, you would need 120 to 140,000 membership rewards points for the Aeroplan redemption versus basically half that to get that Air France KLM flight. Now, Air France KLM transfers take just a few days. It's not a lot, but so you'll want to watch for these promo rewards like the very first day that they come out so that you can see what's available. Do your transfer, and then a few days later, go and book those flights. So even as you can see, with a 1,000 to 750 rate, by having those promo rewards, you can actually get better value than converting one-to-one to other airlines. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Also note that a lot of the promo rewards tend to be for flights within Europe at really good rates. For example, this month they have Amsterdam to Berlin for 4,500 miles, which means that it would only be 6,000 membership rewards points, or as little as $1,200 in spending on the Cobalt card to get that. Again, a very valuable redemption option. And then next up, you have the original conversion options that the Cobalt card had when it launched in 2017, and those are the hotel partners. And these can't be ignored either. Well, you can't really ignore Marriott. I mean, you can convert to Marriott, Bonvoy, and Hilton Honors, but it's the Marriott option that helped, or I should say also helped propel the Cobalt card to the top spot in our rankings for the past 4 years. In the term of terms of value of the hotel redemption, we were always referring to Marriott transfer. The Hilton one is nice to have, and it is kind of an earn rate there for people who really utilize Hilton Honors and need to maybe top off from their account for an award or something like that. But it just doesn't provide the same value as Marriott. With Marriott, the transfer rate is 5 membership rewards points to 6 Marriott points. So the 5 times points earning is actually earning you 6 Marriott points per dollar. You know, outside of that's actually the highest earning Marriott earn rate in Canada, even higher than Marriott's own Amex card here in Canada. That has 5 times points for Marriott stays, but everywhere else is 2. So if you do a lot of eats and drinks, Cobalt may be the way to go to earn a lot of Marriott points that way. But this has always been a strong proposition right from the get-go, as the card made it relatively easy to collect a lot of points for those free night awards. But it's also known as a way to earn airline points with the Cobalt card, because they didn't have those airline transfer options, because Marriott has over 40 airline partners that you can convert points to, including Aeroplan. So up until August 16th, your 5 times points would convert to 6 Marriott points. And since Marriott converts 3-to-1 to airlines, you were effectively earning 2 Aeroplan points, or I guess 2 Aeroplan points, or sorry, not Aeroplan, but 2 points or miles in most of Marriott's airline partners per dollar spent. But then you would use Marriott's additional 5,000 miles that they throw in if you convert 60,000 points at one time. Thus, that would boost the earning rate to 2.5 points, or like using Aeroplan's example, 2.5 Aeroplan points per dollar with the Cobalt card. An amazing rate at that time, but now that you can convert direct to Aeroplan, you're doing double that. So this is amazing. But that being said, there is huge value in the Marriott program for free nights at hotels. We've given you examples of where you receive well over 3 cents per point, which translates to a 15% or more return on that 5 times point spending. Then you have all the additional airlines that Marriott has as partners that Amex doesn't have. And a few of those are Alaska Airlines, Japan Airlines, Singapore Airlines. Those are just to name a few. So don't forget about the Marriott option now that you have the airline options. It's always a great option with this card as well. And that's it for the primary travel redemption options on this card. Amex has other redemption options like merchandise, Amazon gift cards, stuff like that. I won't delve into those because that is where the value tends to drop. And that's also, that's kind of across the board with a lot of reward programs. But it's those travel redemption and the cashback redemption options that just propel this card way out ahead. And I do want to touch upon one more benefit before continuing on, and that is Amex offers. These are offers that provide statement credits or bonus points for shopping at select retailers across Canada or for spending in select categories. Some other card companies are offering these as well now, but no one does it better than Amex. We've seen some great offers come out that you can easily earn enough statement credits to pay for your card fees over the year and much more. For me, for example, on the Cobalt card, my most recent offer was the Shangri-La Hotels offer that provided a $100 statement credit when you spend $500 or more on a stay at one of their 2 Canadian hotels. We have a great guide to the offers on our site, so of course I'll link to them on the podcast page and on our YouTube description as well. Honestly, there's even more I could cover from Amex. You have Amex experiences, front of the line, but I think I'm already going long in this podcast and still have other things to discuss here. So let's move on. Yes, this card is amazing. And you can see there's just so much value across the board that we've already discussed, but you may be asking, what if anything isn't good about the card? Well, there are a few things that could be considered negatives, and like we do in all our reviews and everything, we do like to cover everything on the cards. We're not just going to tell you everything that's good and not tell you what's not good. But I do want to say the level of how negative these things could be could depend on the person. It's just like the reward side. For some, this is the best card, hands down, but for some, it may not. Especially those who are just looking to redeem for any travel, anytime option, and don't need the conversion, don't need the fixed points for travel. So, you know, there's always that to take into consideration. There's not one card that is best for every single person, but I do have to say this card is the best for the majority and should be in everybody's wallets. But anyways, what are the downsides to the card? Well, we'll start with the one we've already discussed, and that's the monthly fee. The card is now the most expensive non-ultra premium card in the market. Where the competitors are in the $119, $150 range, this card is, you know, $155.88. So it has to come down to you to do the math to see if the points earning and rewards on the Cobalt card make it worth it for you to pay that $12.99 a month. I suspect for most, the math should work in favor of keeping the card or even getting it if you don't have it yet. The next are the benefits insurance. The card doesn't offer any sort of lounge access, annual statement credits, Nexus fee coverage, or some of the other benefits that we've been seeing added with a lot of the card's direct competitors. Now, I did say annual statement credits, as there's no such published benefit from Amex, but as I already mentioned, in reality with Amex offers, there are lots of opportunities to earn other statement credits throughout the year that can easily match or eclipse. Some of you guys know what that may mean, what other cards offer as statement credits. Again, the other benefits are something you'll have to weigh the value and see what makes sense for you. My counter to that, however, is that I've always recommended carrying more than one card if it is feasible for you to do so. So you would have a card like the Cobalt card in your wallet that is strong for earn and burn, that you're using for almost all purchases to rack up tons of points and miles. And then you would have a Visa or a MasterCard that has strong insurance benefits. And that does bring us to the insurance. The Cobalt card does offer an insurance package that I would rank somewhere in the middle of the pack of cards of this level. That is the premium card level, not comparing to ultra premium cards. But the premium card level, you know, it's right in the middle. There are cards that do offer better coverage, like ones that have longer out-of-province medical insurance. Some that have more coverage, like trip cancellation and trip interruption, which Cobalt doesn't have. So this is something to consider as well. There's also that $30,000 annual cap on the eats and drinks category. Not a big deal for the majority of people who get this card, but if you do spend more than that, and if you know you'll never ever transfer points to other programs and are hesitant about Amex's fixed points for travel, then I'd recommend going to the Scotia Gold American Express card or the MBNA Rewards World Elite MasterCard that both have 5x points earning. And they have higher annual caps in those categories. But that's, you know, you have to be 100% sure you don't need those other redemption options off the Cobalt card. Finally, we have to tackle the acceptance issue. Yes, Amex isn't as widely accepted as Visa or MasterCard. Again, that brings me to that whole thing about carrying more than one card in your wallet. I mean, I stress that everybody should have at least one Visa, one MasterCard, one Amex in their wallet. But you know what? Amex has been making huge strides in acceptance with tens of thousands of new merchants in Canada alone being added over the past few years. So for some of you, this may come down to your spending habits or where you live. If you live in a small town or rural area, the acceptance may be lower than bigger towns or cities. But you'd be surprised. A lot of the little towns do have some popular places that do take Amex. But here in Calgary, I know we are quite lucky with acceptance. And there aren't many places that don't take Amex. The big ones are Costco, but they don't take Visa either, strictly MasterCard. Loblaws stores, Wendy's, and some of our local Tim Hortons don't take them, even though they're supposed to. Now, Wendy's and Tim's are easily circumvented as their apps take Amex, so I always load the app and then pay at Wendy's, or order ahead with Wendy's, or pay with the app at Tim Hortons. While Costco and Loblaws can be accessed via Instacart, which takes Amex, and you're in 5x points on those, but you are paying a premium for those stores via Instacart. Other than that, I'm really happy with the places that do accept Amex here in YYC and almost everywhere we've traveled to as well. And that's it for the downsides to this card. Nothing major overall in my opinion, but I do have to put them out there so you can make an informed decision about this or other cards and how you want to set everything up in your credit card portfolio. You know, to wrap up this podcast, one could ask, why did American Express make these changes to the Cobalt card when it was already considered the best card in Canada by us and even so many other websites, blogs, and publications? And I think it could be a combination of a couple factors. First, they're probably being proactive. They are seeing other cards playing catch up to them, and they want to keep the card ahead of the game. The Cobalt was a trendsetter, and they want to keep it that way. I mean, the Scotia Gold Amex is a very close competitor to the card, came out after the Cobalt, and it was a little weaker. It came out before the Cobalt card, but it was a little weaker when Cobalt came out, was stronger, and then Scotia kind of matched it. And in some ways, the Scotia Gold card is better if you don't need that fixed points for travel or conversion options, strictly on that earn rate, that 50,000 cap for the people who spend a lot. If you don't spend over $30,000 a year on eats and drinks, or entertainment, because Scotia Gold Amex does get the entertainment in there, then the Cobalt is the way to go. So that's where the kind of addition to streaming services earn rate, I think it came in to match Scotia and some of the other cards that have now been starting to bonus that category. Second, I feel like some cards may be keeping potential applicants away from getting the Cobalt card, namely BMO's Eclipse Visa Infinite card. This card has been heavily marketed as a 5x points card, but as our listeners and readers know, especially if you've read our article about it, BMO's 5x points isn't the same as the Cobalt card's 5x points, isn't the same as Scotia's 5x points, or isn't the same as MBNA Rewards 5x points. And honestly, we're not happy with how they market it. Again, I'll put a link on our podcast page to that article, just in case you haven't read it, because it lays it all out on how 5x points on the Cobalt card is different from BMO Eclipse's 5x points. But that's only for our readers, not the thousands of people who won't know the true facts, as they only see BMO's TV and online ads, or read a slew of other Canadian finance, credit card, and even some point blogs that don't tell them the true value in the points just for the sake of selling that card. So that, you know, that's one thing. I feel like it's kind of adding extra value so that they can compete with that Eclipse card. And then we've also now had the MBNA Rewards World Elite MasterCard that has become very competitive in that 5x points category. It's super strong competitor on the earn side and value. I'd say weaker on redemption because you can only redeem via MBNA Rewards for travel to get the full value. If you redeem for cash back, you'll lose value. But again, people will see a Visa offering 5x points, and a MasterCard offering 5x points, and an Amex card offering 5x points. Some will jump on those Visa and MasterCards because Amex has to fight that uphill battle with the mindset of acceptance or lack thereof. So they probably felt they need to make the card even better. So for those of us in the know, and hopefully those who weren't and now are listening to this podcast, you will now know this card is simply awesome. There's a reason why it's the number one card in Rewards Canada's wallets. And with Amex making even better, it just bolsters that position. And there you have it. A look at how the Destroyer, well, the Cobalt card, and its most recent changes have made it even better, and why I think every Canadian should have it in their wallet. To sum it up, strong earn rates, check. Up to a 5% return when redeeming for travel, check. Up to a 5% return when redeeming for any purchases made on the card, check. Up to a 10% return when redeeming via the fixed points travel chart, check. Up to a 20% or higher return when converting to Aeroplan and redeeming for business class or first class flights, check. Up to a 15% or higher return when converting to Marriott and redeeming for an overwater villa in the Maldives, check. Providing meaningful offers for statement credits and bonus points, check. And I think that's all that needs to be said. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Be sure to smash that like button, provide star ratings, share and subscribe via your favorite online streaming platforms. Thank you, and talk to you next time. The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina's own TWKOP.